1529.
That's like an oxymoron. That's counterproductive. You got to know that I'm capable. Why? Because God has made me capable. See, the word says, I can do all things through Christ. It didn't say Christ do all things. It said, I can do. It tells somebody, God will use your hands and your feet and your brain. I can do all things, too, but you got to believe that you can. Do you know capacity? When a person reaches their limit in what they can do, and they're like, I can't do another. Do you know capacity is just a mindset? Because if you believe you can do more, belief will open up the avenue for you to be able to do more. You'll be wondering, how are they doing all that? Simply because they believe they could. It's a mindset. When you believe, it opens up. Tell somebody, you gotta believe. Don't shoot yourself in the foot with the word impossible and can't and all that stuff before you get started. Because that's the natural order of things. People always look at what you can't do, what you don't have. What you never experienced, who you don't know, where you were brought up, all that old foolishness had no bearing on what you can do. Unto him that believes what?
All
things. Look at that, tell them that's me. I'm one of them. So unto me, because I believe, all things are possible. Come on, we're going to break off those limitations that get on the mind. See, the mind gets so conditioned and conformed because of things we hear and people we encounter and come in contact with that don't have the spirit and don't, you know, smart people in the secular sense, not when it comes to spirit things and laws. Amen. So, let's take a look at this. Tell somebody again, I'm already blessed. Go with me to the book of Ephesians. Say it again, I'm already blessed.
Already blessed.
I'm blessed when I get up in the morning. I'm blessed when I go to bed at night. I'm blessed when I'm sleeping. I'm blessed when I'm sitting at my dinner table. I'm blessed driving down the highway. Come on, tell somebody I'm blessed. Wherever I'm at, I'm blessed. Amen. Amen, you are. This is not hype. Ephesians 1 and 3 says, blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ. That's not talking about when we get to heaven. It says that blessed be the Father, the God and Father of our Lord, who has blessed us. Tell somebody again, I'm already blessed. Because God has already blessed me. With every spiritual blessing in the heavenly place. Now, this is where faith is exercised. And to every one of us is given the measure of faith. Come on, faith without works is dead, like the spirit without the body. In other words, there's something, there's an act, there's a corresponding action that releases faith. You can hope all you want, but until you are willing to do something, it doesn't mean you have to have the money for it, the down payment for it, and all of that. No, if you there's something, tell somebody there's something you need to do. And when you do it in faith. Okay? So God has already blessed us. What faith does, and tell someone, you got faith. Faith observes something. Your faith is observing something. Your faith, listen to me closely, your faith is observing that which is not. You don't see it. You ain't able to touch it. You know, let me say, just use this iPad. Let's say I wanted one. Maybe I saw one, or, you know, I'm thinking about buying one, which I am. But it's not here yet. My faith observes it. It's not yet. It's at Best Buy or somewhere. It ain't manifest yet. For me, it's not mine, it's Best Buy's. But faith observes that which is not. It observes it. It's observing, it's looking at something. It's observing something. And when faith observes, listen, it gives that which is not substance. Right away, something starts happening. The moment you start having faith for something starts happening. But see, like the seed going down in the ground, it may not come up right away, but it's in the ground, and the more you observe it, it's putting more and more pressure on the soil to produce what faith, what that seed is that you planted. Tell somebody, it's got to produce. No farmer, see, we have to be like a farmer that has patience. Farmers plant stuff. Real farmers plant, and they don't go digging stuff up, wondering, is it growing? I planted it last week. Let me see. Is it growing? And if they plant corn, they know what's coming. Tell somebody, get specific with God. Stop being afraid that God will disappoint you. He said, if you'll delight yourself in me, I'll give you the desires that are in your heart. Faith observes that which is not, and it gives it substance. Remember, faith is the substance. What you carry that you can't see, this thing called faith gives substance to stuff. You know, like I know, there have been times you experienced, you desired something from God. You got your mind set on it. A herd of wild horses couldn't keep you from it. You know, not that you went out and did anything foolish. You just believed God and boom, it happened. Tell somebody, learn from that. That's how faith works. It's spirit law. It works like that all the time. All the time it's working like that. Why? Because God has already blessed you. Tell somebody, I'm already blessed. We're going to say that a whole bunch of times before you leave here tonight, so get used to it. Tell them again, I'm already blessed. All I need is to exercise my faith. There's a heavenly realm where God has already blessed me with all spiritual blessings. In other words, all this material stuff is in that spirit realm until somebody brings it out by faith. Faith observes that which is not and gives it substance that it may appear and become visible. Suddenly, you're walking around with your iPad that you believe God for. Now, if you had the money to pay for it, you don't have to. But there are some things you believe God for, and then money comes, because you can't just go in and tell them, God said, give me an iPad. Now, it might happen. You go in there, God told me to tell you that you're supposed to give me an iPad. Security. You understand me? But the money will come. The opportunity will come. Maybe someone will give. You know, a group got together and bought me this iPad. No, bought me another iPad. And when they bought it for me, it's been some years, I was speaking to Paul Mazibuku. I was somewhere, we were somewhere, and he called. We were in a hotel room, we were doing a ministry somewhere, I forget where it was, and we got to talking, and he said, "Oh, Apostle, I've seen this thing called the iPad, and I have to have one." And as he was talking, the Lord said, "Send them this one." And I said, "Well, I got just the thing for you." But we got it to him, and it was a blessing. But he was believing, and I had one, and God spoke to me because his faith was calling it. But it just so happened to be the one I had that it was calling for. I mean, if God can get stuff through you, he can get stuff to you. When I sent him that one, I upgraded. But God, and then God brought me the money to upgrade. You understand? So somehow, whether it be through people, whether it be through the miraculous, whether it be just through whatever means, understand that your faith observes that which is not. And gives it substance. It'll come from somewhere. And don't discredit when it comes from an obvious source. Tell somebody, because it's coming. You know, we think, "Oh, well, that one, did it come? Did it appear?" By faith, we interact with that which is not. So it becomes what you hoped for. This is my don't give up hope. Faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of what you don't see yet. Tell somebody, don't lose hope. Hope is a powerful thing. You know, Abraham, when he was told that he would have a child, hoped against hope. In other words, there was no hope, but yet he found a substance of faith to hope against all odds when hope was gone, when the physical evidence is over. And it wasn't getting any better, but he hoped against it.
Thank you for listening. To order today's message or for more information about our church, contact us at 772-465-0036 or toll free at 1-877-TR-BANKS. Our service times are Sundays, 8:30 a.m. and 11 o'clock a.m. Join us in our midweek service, Wednesdays, at 7:30 p.m. All services are live streamed.